Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Unity, that is set to be the theme of Donald Trump's speeches at the Republican National Convention, which begins today. The former president will officially be confirmed as the party's presidential candidate at the convention as delegates gather in the haze of the weekend assassination attempt. Well, in a social media post, Mr. Trump wrote, "I cannot allow a shooter to force a change to scheduling or anything else." But despite that, he has said that his speech to the convention, his main speech, has been rewritten. Well, for more, we're joined from that convention now in Milwaukee by Greg Swenson from Republicans Overseas UK. And Greg, thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us. What's it like there? What's the atmosphere like at the Republican convention?
So far, so good. The convention doesn't start officially until today, Claire, and it's about 5 a.m. In Milwaukee. So it officially starts today with some mostly people just arriving and getting situated, I would imagine. But the convention center is all set up. A few of the broadcasters in the U.S. are broadcasting their morning shows from the convention. But I just found yesterday when I arrived, you know, midday, that the people as they're arriving are definitely, you know, there's a sense of relief that the assassination attempt was not successful. Of course, sadness about the brave man that died, and for his family, of course. But I think there's a great sense of relief that President Trump is okay. And it's kind of translated into some energy here. I mean, this is my first time I've been to a convention, so I don't really have anything to compare it to. But I sense that there's some relief, but there's also a real positive vibe here at the convention in Milwaukee.
Okay, because there is a sense now that Donald Trump will have an absolute walkover in this election in November.
Yeah, there is that sense. I don't want to get overconfident. I'm not very good at predicting elections. I haven't had a great record lately. But no, I think there is a great comfort that he's winning. I'm sure he'll get a bump, you know, from what happened over the weekend. That's for sure. The question is, how long does that last? And then, but you know, even prior to Saturday, he was leading comfortably. He got a couple of points from the debate and the Biden ABC interview and the NATO conference in Washington. So that all helped Trump, but not that much, you know, a couple of points. More importantly, he was leading by 5 points in Pennsylvania before Saturday. My guess is that will only go up. But I think more importantly, yes, I think he'll win. I don't know that, you know, it could be a landslide, but I would imagine that the tone of the campaigns, both campaigns, as well as the strategies, will change. I think President Biden will give up completely on calling Trump a fascist or you know, the end of democracy, or you know, the real hateful rhetoric will stop from President Biden and also, frankly, from President Trump. I understand he's rewriting his speech, the Thursday nomination speech. He's rewriting that to be much more, instead of a criticism of Biden and his policies and his outcomes and his decisions, it's going to lean much more on unifying not just the party, but unifying the country and sort of getting over this tragedy of the weekend. I think it very well might have had a great effect on President Trump.
Okay, because people will be, I would imagine, surprised if he does decide to go down that route, if unity means unifying all Americans and not just Republicans.
Yeah, I mean, look, I know that he has that reputation. I don't know that it's warranted, because he doesn't ever say or deliberately try to ignore people. He's never called people that don't vote for him deplorables or angry or bitter or clinging to their their guns and Bibles. He's actually doing what's best for the country, that it will include all of the country. Now, it doesn't mean that he doesn't say things that are clumsy and sometimes obnoxious. I think he'll tone that down. He's actually toned it down quite a bit already, because he and the campaign have been much more disciplined. You know, a couple of slips here and there, but he's been focused more on policies and issues and the difference between, you know, himself and Biden. I think that will change to be a little bit, you know, more attempt to be more unifying. And Claire, by the way, you're right. I mean, he's topped at 47%, even at his absolute high during his term. So I know that he's somehow divisive. I don't know that he can fix that overnight, but I'm confident that he's got some upside here.
So J.D. Vance, who is the favorite, I believe to be confirmed as his as Donald Trump's running mate now at the convention for the job of vice president. And he's the author of Hillbilly Elegy. And many people will know him from that famous book.
Yeah.
But it was just interesting when he came straight out and said that the central premise of the Biden campaign is that Donald Trump is an authoritarian fascist who must be stopped at all costs. And he said that rhetoric led directly to the attempted assassination. Now, there are some within the Republican Party, including a former GOP member of Congress, Kinzinger, who said that should disqualify J.D. Vance from vice president. What do you say?
I wish that people would be hesitant before they go to their phone or their Twitter account. You know, I think there was probably a better way to say that. I like J.D. Vance. I think, you know, he appeals to people the same way that President Trump appeals to people. They also appeal to the same lane. So I would have argued for someone who could appeal to a different part of the electorate, to a different part of the party, you know, whether that's Glenn Youngkin or Nikki Haley, or, you know, there's a little bit of redundancy in appealing to the same sort of populist wing of the party. But saying what he said, it's hard to, I surely wouldn't say it was directly affecting, because who knows what was in the mind of this gunman who tried to assassinate the president. He was probably a lone wolf. Does he probably obsess on social media and read all these bad things about Trump? Yeah, but I wouldn't argue that's directly connected to anything that President Biden says. I wish that everyone would tone it down. I think that would be healthy for the process, healthy for the country, and you know, so I think J.D. Vance might have been, you know, jumped the gun a little bit, but he's got a point, right? The only thing, and this is why I think the campaign is going to change dramatically. I don't know that the outcome will, but I don't think President Biden can continue with his campaign theme, which is basically 100% reliant on "I'm not Trump, Trump is bad," and he's going to have to change that, because that's grown tired on people, I think.
Well, this week will tell a lot. Greg, thank you very much for getting up so early for us.
And thank you.
I hope you have a good convention, whatever that means for the Republicans.
Always, Greg always Swenson, a pleasure to join you.
Republicans Overseas UK.